89.1 WEMU, I'm David Fair, and it is a Thursday. And with each passing Thursday, we are joined live and in studio by the Executive Director and CEO of the Michigan Theater, Russ Collins, for Cinema Chat. Good day to you, sir.
Yes, well, we've made it through the awards season, so...
The Academy Awards certainly have been the source of a lot of conversation around town. Were you able to actually stay up and watch the entirety of it?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We were gathered with friends and watching the Academy Awards from beginning to end.
And so. All is going smoothly, and then they go to wrap the thing up, and no such luck.
Well, Jimmy Kimmel was the host, and the general reviews for him were very good. But the end became a bit of a fiasco. One of my colleagues, who's actually coming to town over the weekend, a movie producer, distributor, and marketer by the name of Ira Deutschman, said, well, you know, all things considered, it seems like they're getting more publicity out of the way it turned out. Not that it was intentional. I'm not suggesting it was a terrible mistake. They announced the wrong winner.
Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway stand up there, and they announce La La Land
because
as the winner of the Best Picture because they were given the wrong envelope. Yeah. The speeches start, the folks from La La Land thanking everyone for presenting them with this award, and then the correction is made, and it's not bad at all.
That's right. So Price Waterhouse Cooper, the accounting firm that is in charge of counting the ballots for the Academy.
Yeah, they've let the guy go from
his Oscar
responsibilities.
He's not going to be working that job, and maybe they won't be doing the job anymore. So anyway, there's definitely consequences there. I mean, it's humorous, all things considered, although we did miss a piece of humor, and that was that the end of the show. So Jimmy Kimmel and Matt Damon have been having this feud.
A faux feud.
Yeah, between them where, you know, they say kind of hateful things, except all in good jest, try to trip each other
down. And they did that through the course of the program.
Absolutely. And so at the end, they were supposed to be sitting together kibitzing, and that got blown away by the way things turned out. The joke wasn't allowed to pay off in the end, but anyway.
Well, and what's funny, it's been the source of so much conversation since, but if you look at the ratings, the worst ratings, I think, in 9 years for the Academy Awards.
Yeah, that's tough for them.
People will watch next year just in case.
Yeah, just in case. And about the winners, so La La Land actually was nominated for 14. It won 6 awards, so it did pretty well. Moonlight was just a terrific film. It's kind of a surprise that it won, only because it's a relatively small movie in terms of budget and everything, but it was just a beautiful piece of cinematic poetry. And Barry Jenkins, is the director of Moonlight, is a great talent, as is the director, Damien Chazelle, of La La Land. So, and the two are, I mean, I don't know if they're buddies, but their paths have crossed so many times during the award season that they definitely have a friendship and a deep respect for each other. And there was a Variety review article about the two of them in conversation. And so anyway, it was a collegial kind of thing.
I was glad to see Viola Davis win for Fences.
Yes, absolutely. That was great. Denzel Washington was also up for Best Actor, but Casey Affleck won that. Mahershala Ali won the Best Actor for his work in Moonlight. He's the first Muslim actor. And so it was the Academy Awards, the 6,000 members of the Academy that voted on these definitely made amends, in a sense, for the Oscar so white situation over last year, but also embraced a diversity and inclusion as a dynamic in this year's Oscar votes and recognition. So
I will tell you that in your absence last week, Amanda Bynum filling in, she made some of her predictions, and she touted her ability to do so correctly on a great majority of these over the past several years. Well, she sent me an email and said, I only got 14 out of 24, my worst year in several years. Well, and but she did great.
Yeah. Well, I got 19 out of 24 until the last minute, and then I got 18.
I think we're going to have to schedule a competition next season.
So the Academy Award winner for Best Foreign Film, The Salesman, which is an Iranian film by... Asghar Farhadi, who won an Academy Award a couple years ago for Separation. This film is inspired to a certain degree by Arthur Miller's Death of a Salesman, but it's set in Iran. And Iran has a terrific film culture. You know, there's a few countries around India, France, United States that have really great film cultures. And Iran is one of those countries.
Although not allowed to
countries.
Participate here.
Yeah, he was essentially banned from coming and
can't
and didn't
travel.
Try.
One
and
of the seven countries.
And the one, there was several Syrian short documentaries that were in the shorts. And
they couldn't show up either.
The White Helmet. Well, the winners, the director and producer were there. They were not Syrian, but some of the featured folks in that documentary.
Right.
And the White Helmet is a really terrific documentary short. So I hope you get a chance to see that. Now, Lion, Hell or High Water, Hidden Figures, they were all nominated for several Academy Awards. They didn't win any. Hidden Figures was also one of my favorite films of last year. Too bad it didn't win. But it's not the kind of film that's going to win Academy Awards in a certain way. It's a real heart tugging kind of.
But it's resonant.
Oh, it's just it's great American storytelling. Hidden Figures is just terrific.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater, Russ Collins, and let's talk some cinema classics.
Yeah, on Sunday you can go to Hill Auditorium and see the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra and celebrate with WEMU. You can celebrate with the Michigan Theater on Sunday at 4:30 as we kick off what's going to be a terrific film series throughout the spring. It actually starts towards the end of March and runs through early May, but it's called a Cinema Revolution, easy for me to say. And it's going to be celebrating the classics of the art house from the 1960s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and right to the turn of the millennia here.
So the kickoff is this Sunday at 4:30.
Yeah, and Ira Deutschman, who is, again, a producer, a distributor, filmmaker, and marketer, is coming to town. He's been a longtime friend. He's also going to be the subject of the symposium that the University of Michigan is doing this summer during Cinetopia. He donated his archives to the University of Michigan, and he's a really nice guy. So if you're connected to the Michigan Theater at all, you've gotten an invitation, you know, we're happy to have you come. But it's Sunday at 4:30. Go check it out.
Well, what are my choices post-Academy Award
now? Great films that are opening this week. The Salesman, which we already talked about, this Iranian film. A.O. Scott of the New York Times says, with exquisite patience and attention to detail, the director and writer build a strong and suspenseful plot out of ordinary incidents like Death of a Salesman,
right,
and packs it with rich and resonant ideas. So go check this out. It's a great, great film. A foreign film that makes it to the United States, especially one that wins the Academy Award, is intrinsically really wonderful.
And what about the United Kingdom?
And then United Kingdom stars David Oyelowo, and he plays the King of Botswana. This is back in 1947, right after World War II. He's being educated in England, but ends up he's the heir to the throne of Botswana. He falls in love with a character played by the British actress Rosamund Pike, a white actress, and he's a black actor. And it's about this interracial couple and literally the international incident that created between South Africa, other African countries, and the United Kingdom. It's a very compelling personal story. It's a very interesting piece of history. United Kingdom opens this Friday.
I Am Not Your Negro has been playing very well around the country and in downtown Ann Arbor.
Yeah, it's nominated for an Academy Award for documentary. It's about James Baldwin, the writer who was quite controversial and activist in his time. And in 1979, he wrote a letter about a project that he was going to do called Remember This. And it's about his memories of Medgar Evers, Malcolm X, and Martin Luther King, who were all killed. And he actually, James Baldwin, died before this project was put together. But it's a really, really compelling story. You'll also want to go check out some of the stuff that's at the multiplex this week, Before I Fall, which actually appeared at at Sundance, and it's a combination of Heathers and Groundhog Day in a very interesting and compelling way.
So murderous teenagers over and over again.
That's right. And then Logan is the Wolverine character played
with
Hugh Jackman. This is the last time he's going to play that character. And then The Shack is this uplifting spiritual journey that has gotten zero in internet reviews. Octavia Spencer stars in that. And we've also got a Isabelle Huppert film called Things to Come.
A lot to choose from, a lot to see. You can find out even more detail by going to WEMU.org. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for another edition of Cinema Chat. You hear it exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
At last, the awards season is over. Ta-ta.